Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Camille Bianchi. United States President Donald Trump claims the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza is over. It comes as world leaders have signed the Gaza ceasefire deal in Egypt.
And after so many years of unceasing war and endless danger, today the skies are calm, the guns are silent, the sirens are still, and the sun rises on a holy land that is finally at peace, a land and a region that will live, God willing, in peace for all eternity.
All surviving Israeli hostages in Gaza have now been released after 2 years in captivity. The brother of one Israeli hostage who has been freed, Ronan Ohel, says this is the best day of his life.
After 2 years, my big brother, Alon, is back home. I saw him today when he back from Gaza. And it was so exciting for us and for Alon. We jumped on each other as we first saw each other. From now is we need to do everything to get our life back, and it will happen.
As part of the peace deal, Israel has released nearly 2,000 Palestinians from Israeli prisons. Nearly a third of Australian carers are reporting high mental distress compared with fewer who reported distress last year. Many carers are unpaid as they help loved ones with disability or illness. Carers Australia CEO Annabelle Reed says it is important to help young carers.
So young carers are often unrecognised and unsupported. The survey results show that only half of young carers let their educational institution know that they are a young carer. And of those, 41% felt that their school or their teacher didn't understand their caring situation and the challenges that they're experiencing. But it also might mean heightened absenteeism at school, dropping out of school and not getting access to that tertiary education.
In football, a female Indigenous team is preparing to make history at the First Nations Football Festival this week. The East Arnhem Land community of Borroloola has not had a women's football team in many years. Now, the Borroloola strikers, including player Georgia Miller, will compete at the tournament.
Most of these young girls, they enjoyed playing soccer just to get away from everything else around them, and they can just come and play soccer where they can have a yarn with each other and play sport and be happy with one another, yeah, and get along.
That's the latest SBS News in Easy English.